Hi everyone, how are you doing? Welcome back. We are a little more livelier today. How are you doing, Chanel?
I'm good. I'm sleepy.
Okay, so yeah. What is going on with everyone? I hope you had a good week. I hope everything was good.
Yeah, well, it stayed off news feeds.
Had a little, you know, break, a little self-care moment where you don't have to look at...
Turn off social media.
Yeah, just for a little bit.
Don't go on CNN. Don't watch the news.
It's like some kind of weird times we're in. So this episode, I have told Chanel I want to do unpopular opinions. I think it'd be funny. I think it'd be a good, we could discuss a few of our unpopular opinions and you can comment and tell us what are your unpopular opinions. Maybe we agree with you or we would disagree. We're all in fun.
If you agree with our unpopular opinions, or if you disagree, or if you think we're crazy, whichever. So, you start.
Me?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I have one. Well, I have many. I have many. Pineapple on pizza. I do not agree with it. I don't understand why you have pineapple on pizza. Pineapple on pizza makes no sense to me. When I eat pizza, I don't want anything sweet. And then it's be somewhat wet. And just be like, I don't want some kind of weird texture of wet, sweet thing on my pizza.
Well, I don't. Is that really an unpopular opinion? The way people talk it, I thought the unpopular opinion would be when you actually like pineapple on pizza. But I can't say that because there are millions of people in Hawaii who think that's how pizza should be. It's neither here or there for me. It's not my first choice when picking a pizza, but if I find pineapple on a pizza, I'm not going to be like, oh, take it away.
No, I'm not like that. I would just take it off because I like pizza. You know, me just loving pizza, I would just scrape it off. But then there's some hidden under the cheese that you didn't really pick it up. And then it's like, bite, what? Pineapple? Kind of thing.
That's a struggle in our house. Because yeah. Our parents are in love with pineapple. They can't have pizza unless it's Hawaiian. I guess they spend too much time in Hawaii.
How many times is it in Hawaii?
I think they went
twice? Oh my gosh.
Well, they found their people because they're in love with pineapple on pizza. They only ever want Hawaiian. Not my first choice, but that's probably more the ham than the pineapple.
Hmm. Okay. Well, you have a food-related one.
All right. I hate avocado. Avocado on toast is the worst thing you could ever put in front. And I know every millennial is cringing in their stylish but affordable boots.
Which are, by the way, plant-based.
But the only time I want avocado near me is when it's guacamole. And then if it doesn't taste like lime, don't bring the guacamole near me.
But you've eaten, but I've never done avocado toast for you
before. Yeah, and I tried it because I am of the opinion that I should try something before.
But you didn't like it that much.
I didn't really like it. It didn't taste like, ooh, oh my gosh, how can I live without this?
It doesn't taste like much, but it's just
it's like eating.
But you have an egg.
In my opinion, it's like eating unseasoned egg on top of toast. That's what avocado tastes like.
Sorry. You can't tell my face. I was truly puzzled at what you were just saying.
That is how it tastes. Like, ugh.
Well, okay. For a person who eats avocado toast, all right. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but I mean not unseasoned egg kind of thing.
In my opinion. And I know everybody's like, it's the whole rage now. Everybody's talking about avocado on toast. This is how I live. This is my breakfast. This is my brunch. I'm like, eh, why?
Why?
Why? You could just put some cheese.
I know, but it's healthier.
Is it really though?
Is it healthier fat? Avocado.
Oh, please. I doubt that.
It is. Avocado. Is it healthier?
Put some jam and butter.
Yeah, but jam toast. Is sweeter with the sugar intake.
That's better.
Is a healthier option.
If you say so.
But it's like, so you will eat guacamole.
I will eat guacamole.
So why you don't put guacamole on toast?
Because it will be too limey. Guacamole is for chips.
But you like things limey? You just put, she's yeah, put a lot of lime in tuna and put it on bread or toast or whatever.
That's so different. That's tuna. The thing about guacamole is that it, not guacamole, avocado, is that it takes on the taste of whatever you put on it.
So then use that as stuff to it. You can add different things to it.
No. And then it looks mushy and green. That's different when I set myself to eat it for guacamole because I'm eating it with a different chip, but not seeing it on my toast.
Is it the mushy and green that got you?
And the taste. It has no taste.
Right, does it have
and
a
I
taste?
And I see people just go and take
but you know that's
a
not true.
Slice of avocado and shove it in their mouth and go, mmm. There's
but,
nothing
no,
to go,
No, but there are avocados that are very sweet. They are.
I haven't tasted one yet.
I've had a few here that taste sweet.
No to avocado or toast. No to avocados. No.
Whatever. I have another one. It is I don't know. I won't say a few of them.
You have a few?
Yeah, I wrote down some stuff.
me not prepared.
I do not like, and this is because it's the last I have. Alright, the thing was is that I'm not a superhero buff kind of person. I like Star Trek. I'm a Trekkie. I don't do Star Wars. I like Star Trek. It makes more sense. Star Trek. Star Wars is just confusion and a whole bunch of, you know, family drama that I don't think I need to get into. It's like ridiculous. But I started watching when they first came out, Avengers, and you know all the superheroes that led before it: Hulk, Iron Man, Thor, Captain America. I used to watch. What's it again? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really because I had like Joshua Whedon's rating.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first Avengers, great. The second Avengers, white. And I get he was saying that, you know, the studios like get help now and all this stuff. Blah. Fine.
And put in all the action parts and forget the story.
Right, right.
The usual thing, the people who have the money don't. I don't know why they're involved in the actual make. Just,
I understand.
Just give me your money and make that the money. And
but you're going that you see he's a good investment. He's a good investment to have. The third one, was the third one? Or does he
no,
last two?
That was, I think it was only
right.
Before.
And then you had the last two Avengers. And I think
the reason why you think is because it was Civil War. But that wasn't Avengers.
No, that's Avengers. Right, right. The last two Avengers was absolute crap. And I hope it was the Russo brothers. I hope when they're hearing me on this, it was absolute crap. Because you did stuff that was all the character from the first one and the whole line of movies from before of these individual characters. People acted
but
stupid.
Did some before, did they?
What did they there were for?
Unless
part
the Civil War.
Maybe it's the Civil War.
Or did they do one the Captain America's? I can't remember. I will go research that.
I'm just saying that they took people of what they normally would do, how they were written, and be like, oh, let's act completely contrary to what you were before. I mean, come on. And furthermore, I believe it could have ended in that one, in one. I didn't need to go.
But they gotta make their money.
That was the second one was a waste of time and energy. And furthermore, I should not say this. Iron Man didn't need to die.
Oh yeah.
You should kill off the old man, which was Captain America. That's what it was.
Iron Man was the reason. Iron Man and Thor were the only reasons I was really watching
Avengers.
Avengers. And then they killed Tony Stark. It was like, for what reason?
I think he had the family. But let me even say, because even in the what?
You allow Captain America to get his family,
right?
And take away Tony Stark. It don't make sense.
In the third one, what is Endgame? Is the last one?
Yeah.
So what's the one before that name?
Infinity War.
Okay, whatever. You see, I remember the names. That anybody realize that T'Challa and your sister had get killed off? T'Challa? Of all of T'Challa? This man survived and then opened up Wakanda, these color pickers. And then they kill him. He just kept one Wakanda close.
He still would have died.
We don't know. We don't know why where they have been. So yeah, that's my unpopular opinion with movies. Chanel, you got any?
For movies?
Or any of those?
I don't even think if I have any for movies. I can't think of any unpopular.
Something that you might have like other people didn't like?
That's most of my movie.
I had like I don't think it did well in the movie in the theaters. I think Stardust is awesome. The movie Stardust.
Yeah.
I like fantasy, and there was another one that did well. That didn't do too well.
Alright. The Last Airbender.
Let me talk about this.
This is the worst thing.
And then they're saying that they took the characters that were not, but weren't they? I'm pretty sure I watched all the books on this, on the first Avatar.
On Nickelodeon.
You know? And they
might have looked a little time, but they have blue eyes. Like, they.
It had looked like if it was white people drawing anime and they were drawing them based on white people. To try to look somewhat Asian. I actually didn't see what's the problem. Actually, let me say that I don't actually mind M. Night Shyamalan's movies. I thoroughly enjoy them.
I think I understand M. Night Shyamalan. The thing is, people go in there looking for a scary horror movie.
And it isn't.
He's not a scary movie writer.
No, he isn't.
He writes thrillers. He writes things that get you thinking. But I guess the problem is a lot of Americans think.
Wow.
Unpopular opinion?
Much?
Unpopular opinion.
Wait, what was the movie you watched that we have brought these? The Lady in the Water?
Lady in the Water, yes.
I loved The like, Lady in the Water. I loved that.
It's a fantasy picture. It's was fully it supposed fantasy. To be scary?
I love Lady in the Water.
Anyhow.
Sorry.
I will go down with the M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, I like M. Night Shyamalan. His shit. Movies are granted The Village as it was.
The Village.
Yeah.
He lost me at The Village. But the others.
Yeah.
One unpopular opinion for me. I know people would be like, well, you're not a mother, you really can't think. But my unpopular.
Go there. Let's go there.
Leashes for children.
I believe in them.
I believe. That we should have leashes for children. We're not putting a collar around any child's neck and walking around with them with a leash. They have nice little fuzzy character backpacks that have the leash coming off of it.
But why, Chanel? Tell us the reason.
Because I will ask you, people who are like, how dare you treat the children like animals? Why do we put leashes on dogs or cats and those weird people?
You really starting that way?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Why do we put them there? Because you would say, to keep them from running off, to keep them protected, to keep them from getting into trouble, keep them from being hit by cars. So, why should we put the
let me just also add to this is that many children, if not all children, have encountered at one stage in their life, they heard something that we never heard. Like it said, run. And they just take off running.
I've seen it many times.
And you're running, scrambling.
Lots on sidewalks. My brother, when he was 4, we went to Disney World. And in his excitement, I don't know what happened. He lost his brain. And he took off running straight through Disney with Daddy right behind him, trying to catch him in his excitement. And if it wasn't for God... And I don't know, I guess the people didn't really realize he could get himself snatched.
Yeah.
So very that's why so. I think children between the ages of when they can walk, whichever that is, some children walk before 1 and 5, maybe even 6, depending on the child. They should be having, you should have a leash. Give them the independence they want. They like to be free and walking around and feeling like they're big and grown. But you have them safe in your hand without having to struggle with them. Because they got times when they just want to pull their hand out your hand and walk and be free. Because look, I'm walking just like you, mommy. Have the leash. They can have their freedom and you still have them close. And I also, I think I saw, I can't remember if it was YouTube or Facebook, something. Some woman, I think she was shopping and the child was near the door and somebody tried to snatch the child out the store door while she was distracted trying to buy something. And the child had a leash. That was what saved the child from being snatched. She felt the person touch. Yes. So this is why I think we should have the leeches on children. That and the ones who like to run cross parking lots. How many times I had to break my car brakes hard because some child decided they're gonna wander from my car.
That's true. I am not disagreeing with this. I 100% agree on it. I know I can't do it to anybody else's child, but when I do have my children, they will have that.
They will have
it. And if my husband doesn't appreciate it, I will get him a leash for him too. Because they will. They will be on that.
Mute.
You know?
My favorite feature on Google Classroom.
Mute. If only in real life we can do that.
Oh, I'm gonna miss it when we get back into class.
Cause there, you can just dream about it. I have another one. I think we can end it with this one. Because this one probably is like a part 2 for this one. I think, did we ever talk about things before? Proverbs 31?
Ugh, no.
I have an unpopular opinion, and it is this. Women, brace yourself if you listen to this, because me and you have issues. Racing. I do not believe about this Proverbs 31. What?
Yeah,
everybody is in the Bible. I fully know it's in the Bible.
I understand the reason it was written.
I get it.
But I do not think that it needs to be a framework for
a marriage. And fully agree, Chanel. Fully agree.
Operate themselves all the time.
Fully agree.
If that's what you want to do and it makes you feel comfortable and you feel good in it, then more power to you. But I have seen and heard a lot of women talking about this Proverbs 31 wife and stressing themselves out.
Because you know, at the end of the day, I mean, this one's probably gonna be our next podcast, so let me just not unload everything. At the end of the day, it was written by who, Chanel?
King Lemuel.
Who was King Lemuel?
A king.
What? And it was about his what?
His mother.
So,
was probably, depending on reading the way Kings and Chronicles go, she could or could not have been a queen.
But then if not, she was the...
She would have had some
the king's mother, so you still have some kind of status.
Yeah. And usually people who take over as king used to have some sort of standing in society.
Yeah.
And just anybody who became king, Israel or Judah at that time. But his father will have money, and she has servants.
So really and truly, what I'm saying is that for a Proverbs 31 wife to be in the picture, you must have a Proverbs 30 and 33 husband. And if you ain't got none of them, don't look to be a 31 wife. Sorry, I got a little aggressive with that, but we will continue Proverbs 31 wife in the next podcast, because I think that most probably will be a longer discussion.
Yeah.
Maybe we will do topics of don't put me in this box in the Bible kind of thing. So what are your unpopular opinions? Let us know.
Do you want to lynch us? Do you agree?
You want to lynch? Should we say the word color picker and lynching in these things? I'm sorry that I normally say color picker, and it's something I have to curb myself.
I'm black. Saying.
But
they say that how they say only black people are allowed to, which is an unpopular opinion for me, because I don't want you black or white or whatever calling me the N-word.
No. And I truly believe also that is because they couldn't spell or say the word properly. Because I thought people come from Niger. I really thought that they can't, you just was so uneducated that that's what you could say. But anyhow, let us know if you want to lynch us, then so be it.
Or, well, push us out to pasture.
Well, fine, yeah, crucify us. But we stand.
Yeah, do us like Jesus.
We stand on our beliefs. We will not back down from these unpopular opinions. So, yeah, enjoy the rest of your week. I hope you liked what you heard today.
And if you didn't,
oh well, thank you for listening. Listen again, let's see.
I thought you listened to the end and then just turned it off.
Oh, yeah. Thank you again. Bye.
Bye.